That's one key thing, that you really ask the most relevant questions that most determine your and your company's success, particularly in meetings. Focus on what is really relevant. Focus on the two or three things that matter the most for success. Hello and welcome. This is Stefan Hohmeister. This is the Lightwolf podcast. Thank you. You're giving some of your time again for getting the latest tips on how to lead yourself and others to success and fun. When I spoke to my wonderful business partner Luisa Delgado recently, she said an absolute key sentence that I think is very, very valuable for today and for the future. She said, quote, "The crisis focuses us all on the essentials," unquote. And that's exactly why I have chosen today's title the way it is, because I believe that zooming in and zooming out and focusing on the real essentials is one of the things that every leader needs to master and improve every single day in order to get more from less, in order to get better results in less time, and all of that without ever getting stressed. It sounds challenging and it may be, but it is possible. Luisa will soon give an interview here in the Lightwolf podcast herself about the interface between one of her passion topics, beauty, and our common passion topic, great leadership. Then I would like to introduce her more personally and more in depth. This podcast is about her sentence. And so welcome today to the Lightwolf podcast. Zoom in, zoom out, focus on the essentials. Do you ever experience this as well? More stakeholders want more results from you in less time. Everything's going faster, pressure is increasing, and some people start suffering or even become ill under this pressure. And therefore, it's important to find ways how to deal with it and how to get forward and how to master this challenge. But you, as a Lightwolf, as a leader, you have one very important quote-unquote tool to meet this challenge. You have yourself. You can lead yourself, and then you can lead others even better to success. And even if today you are the best version of yourself that you've ever been, I'm utterly convinced that each of us, and also you have much more potential than you yourself are aware of. You can achieve more with less resources and less time. And today, I'd like to give you three tips around a valuable core, which will become bigger and bigger as you implement one of those three steps and tips we are going to talk about. Here is the concept. Let's imagine a picture in our minds. Please, you, go ahead and imagine a picture in your mind. A picture that you and I are now painting together. And it is all about three different circles. Three circles that overlap each other with a small intersection in the middle. Here in this middle is value. That's what we focus on. And this value becomes bigger and bigger the more you bring the three circles on top of each other. All three circles have to do with your thinking, with the way you communicate, with the way you act, decide, and lead. All three circles allow you for better and faster leadership. And the best thing of all three are completely in your control. So, how can we do this? How can we get better by focusing on the essentials? Circle number one and tip number one, relevance. Yes, in some moments it's important that we just talk about a topic that's interesting. But one way to focus on the essential is to focus on the most relevant point, the most relevant objective, the most relevant topic, and then start leading others with success and then start creating the new future. In my view, leadership is not telling others what to do. It's the exact opposite. In most situations, it is helping others do what's right. And in leading, and especially in supporting others in making good decisions. It's about choosing the right objectives, the few goals that matter the most, and then asking relevant questions. Not just questions related to the future, but relevant questions related to the biggest value that you can unleash by a good conversation. So think about your own questions. Are you always asking the most relevant questions in conversations with your boss, your team, the people around you? Yeah? So I think that's one key thing, that you really ask the most relevant questions that most determine your and your company's success, particularly in meetings, either one-on-one or also in bigger meetings. Focus on what is really relevant. Focus on the two or three things that matter the most for success. So my tip number one for zooming out and zooming in, how to focus on the essentials? Relevance. Tip number two, precision. Success requires customer focus. Consumer as boss or customer as king are two examples that I've often heard companies and people in companies say. That's great. But I think one of the differences between companies that are hanging in there and those that are really thriving for the long term and in a lasting way is precision. They precisely know their business. They precisely know their true business drivers. They ask very specific questions targeted at the biggest value. So reflect for a moment when you think about your last team meetings with your agency, with your external partners, with your internal team. How precise are the goals you define? How specific are the questions that are being asked? And it's fine if some things go wrong. You know, I think in this new world of learn fast, fail fast, scale fast, I think we need to be open to also ask a lot of questions and precise questions that don't really lead us to success straight away. But I'm convinced, and I know from experience, the more specifically we know our business, the true drivers of our customers' decisions, and the more specifically we ask to crack down this next big barrier between us and the client purchasing our product or service, the more specifically we ask, the faster and the better you will succeed. So therefore, tip number two for focusing on the essentials, precision. And tip number three, brevity. I think some leaders have made it a topic, and it's often well intended, to articulate everything that they deem important to support their point. Or sometimes they feel a need to just have a small talk and to establish a relationship. And in these moments, it might even be smart not to be brief. But in those many situations, when you really want to drive your business, when you want to help your team succeed, when you want to lead your boss from A to B, then it's important to be brief rather than complete. Yeah, it reminds me of a great experience I've had once with a wonderful woman who was working with me in a tailored suit program, in a long-term executive coaching program, one-on-one over an entire year. And once she sent me an email with a subline saying, "Please excuse my brevity." And I went like, "Hey, why? I don't mind the brevity. I appreciate your brevity." So I sent back to her saying, "Look, why do you write this? Why do you apologize for being brief? Why don't you do the opposite? Appreciate your brevity." And within 5 minutes, she had changed the subline under her regular communication and returned my message with that new subline being, "Appreciate my brevity." And I think that story I'm sharing because I think it's the right attitude. It's the right general attitude. Brevity is not bad, because you can be brief and polite, brief and empathetic at the same time. Yeah, brevity is an expression of respect and an expression of the intelligence and time of your counterpart. So it's not impolite. In my view, when you choose a relevant topic, you say a specific thing or ask a specific question, and you do that briefly, then this is an expression of respect for the intelligence and time of your counterpart. So, short, relevant, and you can be a role model for brevity. Try it out. It works. It helps the whole team around you go faster. So therefore, my tip number 3, brevity. In a nutshell, my 3 tips, how to zoom in and out in these hectic days, how to focus on the essential. 1, relevant. 2, precision. And 3, brevity. Now, no matter whether you are a senior leader, a junior leader, in a small or in a big company, do you want to find ways to make your company, your team, a group, or yourself as an individual succeed more, grow faster by focusing on the essentials? Then please drop me an email to stefan.hohmeister@gmail.com. And we can get on the phone and start a conversation how to change and evolve and how to fix your biggest leadership or strategy barrier on the phone. Would be my pleasure. So if you want, feel free, reach out right now. Sit down, write an email, stefan.hohmeister@gmail.com, and within just a few hours, maybe days, you and I will be on the phone. And if you just like the way I'm sharing my tips here, then please subscribe to this Lightwolf podcast. If you find a minute, please let me know how you like it. And I'd appreciate if you could take the time for a quick star rating on iTunes. I look forward to being in touch with you again. I'll thank you for your time today, and I see you next time. Thank you. Your Lightwolf Stefan.